This is Living a More Intentional Life with Aiden and Ashley. Join us each week as we share our thoughts about living intentionally and our personal journey to create community.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about our thoughts and our words and how powerful the two actually are.
We thought we would talk about the power of words because we are speaking intentionally today and every day. Well, we're trying.
We try.
Yes.
Sometimes you know, everyday life, you find yourself into a little bit of an argument or a squabble with somebody, and you know those aren't really the words you want to be speaking. When we think about our words, we don't really think about the fact that our words are creating the reality around us.
Right. I mean, it's hard to always think about everything you're saying, though, really, to be honest.
It is. But when you begin to live more consciously with intention, mm-hmm. you learn to study your words, you know,
right.
the situation that you're in, so that you can either correct that situation or avoid
right.
it altogether.
Yeah, I think the moment you start thinking more a little bit about how much power your words actually have is the moment that you start to be more intentional about what words you say. So you may actually think about stuff to say and then maybe take a step back or wait a second and are like, is that really what I want to say? You know what I mean?
Yeah. The reason why we're talking about this is because more and more science is revealing that we live in a world of energy and vibration.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And our thoughts and our words are energy and vibration. And those vibrations that you put out there are the same vibrations that you're going to get back in return.
Right. I think it's really important to actually live in that way. I mean, for a long time, I lived in a kind of a negative space. When I started reading some more books about living positively and books about just becoming more yourself, what is that called, those books?
Self-help?
Self-help books. Yes. They all mention the power of words, including the words you speak to yourself. And I think that's a really powerful thing to remember.
Yeah. You know, not to get all religious on you, but even in the Bible at the very beginning, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word is what created everything.
Right.
But we'll avoid the religious part of that. But our words are our creator. They are the energy, the vibration that we put out there. You know, even if you don't realize it, if you're putting yourself down all the time or speaking negatively about yourself, not only are you convincing your consciousness that you're negative, but you're also telling the people around you that in their mind that you're negative.
Right. I think that's super important. The more that you can talk positively, the more that you can feel positively. You know, they say sometimes, do before you are. You know, what is that?
Be, do, have, and have,
yeah.
do, be.
No, but there's that one saying that is like, if you can't be it, you pretend to be it and you'll become it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can pretend to be more positive than you really are, and that it really kind of creates this feedback loop of the more positive you think, the more positive you speak, the more positive you feel, right? And
right.
so then it just makes it better, as opposed to the other way around, as in the more negatively you speak, the more negatively you feel, the more negative other people around you feel, the more negative feedback you get, and that's a spiral downwards.
Yeah,
so.
And that falls right into one of the universal laws, the law of attraction. You know, it says that likes attract likes.
Right.
You know, so when you're putting out those negative vibes or negative thoughts, you're just collecting a whole bunch of negative vibes back to you.
Right.
You set in motion things that they may not happen immediately, but they will happen. It will catch up.
Right. I can think of many examples in my life where I was feeling very negative and you just put out more negativity. And then I can think of other examples in my life where I started to feel more positive and it is because, I mean, it's all perspective, right? So the more positive you feel, the more you can go outside and be like, oh, the grass is green, the sun is shining, it's so beautiful. And the same the same weather, you could be, oh, it's so hot, it's yucky, I hate it outside, and it's the exact same weather. So, yeah.
For example, the other day, I went to the grocery store, and I pulled in, and it was sunny. It's Florida, so it's sunny in there. And I was in there for maybe 15 minutes, and I cashed out, and I come back to the door, and it's pouring rain. And there's a group of people all standing underneath the overhang waiting to get to their cars. And I just said, it's just rain. I walked out in the rain, kind of did a little circle, and I stomped in a big mud puddle of water and got all wet. And this old gentleman walking into the store said, that's the way to be.
Right. So you can choose to be like, oh no, I don't want to get wet. Oh, woe is me. Why did it have to start raining when I went into the store? Or you can be like, meh, it's just rain. I'm going to go have some fun and splash in it. And so I got wet. Right.
Right. And you're going to dry.
Right.
Or you change your clothes.
Yeah, because you're not going to melt.
So like we said, it's kind of difficult to monitor your words all the time.
Right.
But we have three tips to help you consider, you know, what you're saying, what you're thinking.
To be more intentional.
To help you be more intentional in the words that you choose. And the first one is, really, choose your words wisely.
Right. So you don't always have to blurt out those, the first thing that comes to your mind. Maybe you take a moment and think about what you want to say, especially if you're feeling a little bit negative, or if you're in the middle of a little bit of a tiff or some negative vibrations. Definitely take a moment to really think about what you're saying, because the thing about words is, once they're out there, it's really hard to take them back.
Right. And one of my pet peeves is I never like to get into an argument. So if you're like, if I'm in a relationship with somebody and I'm, you know, we're upset and we're getting mad and the person wants to fight, I don't want to fight angrily, because you're going to say something that you're going to regret and it's going to hurt that person. And even though you didn't mean to say it, that person is not going to forget the fact that you said it.
Right. So maybe wait and have a discussion later when you cool off.
So keep in mind that when you say something out loud enough times, your words become a truth not only to you, but also to the minds of those around you. People are always listening.
Right. Especially like as a parent, you like, for example, this is so passe, I guess, or so like, norm, I don't know, but you know, there's all of us ladies, and I'm not saying only ladies, but you know, we've all done it. I'm fat, I feel fat today, I feel, you know, whatever. And your kids hear that, right? And I'm pretty sure my kids don't think I'm fat, but if I walk around saying I'm fat, or I feel fat, or I don't want to eat that food because I might get fat, or anything like that, I'm passing on to my children that lesson, right? And I'm pretty sure it's a lesson I do not want my children to learn. No, I know it is a lesson I do not want my children to learn. So I really, that's something that I have really tried to think about before allowing words like that to come out of my mouth.
Tip number two we have for you is, I am what I am. Those two words, those two words are the most powerful words that you can say. What's really important is what follows the I am. I am happy. I am successful. Or I am a jerk. I am a loser.
Yeah. And even if you're not saying the words out loud in your head, those words are super powerful. Right. I think it was Wayne Dyer that talked about that a lot.
He did. Yeah, because the I am creates a belief and a reality inside of your conscious and subconscious. And if you say it enough times, it becomes true for you.
Right. So what are you? I am enough.
There's
I am
a enough.
Really great TED Talk, I think it is, on I am enough. I really enjoyed that one. I'll have to figure out who it is that spoke it.
The third tip we have for you is to speak from the heart, which means speak from a place of love. Try to avoid speaking out of anger, out of misery, out of contempt, out of jealousy.
Out of negativity.
Yeah. You want to try to speak from a place of love, a place from your heart.
Right. I mean, this, we kind of talked about this in the earlier point, but it is so true that you can't, it's very hard to take back words once you've spoken them, even to yourself. And I keep harping on that, but that for me is such a huge deal. The words in your head. And you know that you actually can control that voice in your head.
You can.
You can choose to speak different words. You can choose to not listen to the voice in your head. It doesn't always have to go off on that crazy old tangent about, well, why didn't he talk to me? Or why didn't he call me when he said he was going to call me? And what if this happened? And why, you know, and just go off. Sometimes we go way over the deep end. And when it turns out that, like, his phone died, or, you know, he was in an area that had no service, or he was in the bathroom, whatever, you know, or whatever it is that your mind likes to go off into tangents, you know? So that's, I don't know, I kind of went off on a tangent myself.
Well, an idea for speaking from the heart, the next time you're about to say something negative about yourself or about someone else, ask yourself these two questions. Why am I about to say this?
Right.
And how is this going to help me or my happiness?
And another, I like both of those points. Another thing that I like to think about, I read somewhere, is when you're speaking negatively to yourself, would your spouse talk to you that way? Would you talk to your children that way? No. You would never talk to your child or your children in the way that you speak to yourself. And think about who you were as a child, and would you speak to yourself as that child in the way you speak to yourself now? No. So think about how you speak to yourself and how you speak to others. And that is speaking with intention. And honestly, speaking with intention and learning to think, even if you're actually not changing the way you speak right now, just even thinking about your words and the power that they have is going to create change.
Yes, because once you start practicing speaking from the heart, over time, you're not going to realize that you're speaking from the heart. It's just going to be natural. You're going
right.
to be happy. You're going to be that type of person that people want to be around, who listen to what you have to say.
Right. And you're also going to learn, I think speaking from the heart also means speaking your truth. So one, that is an important thing that we haven't actually touched on.
I think
here.
Speaking your truth is going to be a whole other talk, because speaking
right.
your truth is very important about
right.
your morals and your...
Yeah, but I mean, I also, what I mean by speaking your truth is I want people to speak intentionally and to not choose, I want you to choose your words, but I don't want you to choose not to say anything also.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat situations, like those
to
little white
nicer.
Lies or something
yeah.
like that, because,
yeah.
you know, we know that the more lies that you tell, even little white lies, the more you have to cover up those ones.
And yeah.
it just gets bigger
and
bigger.
I mean, I don't even mean lies. I mean just saying...
Well, not, yeah. but not actually, lies.
I don't really like the word lies.
Right.
Because it's a negative
but
word.
But the non-truth.
Right, exactly. So if, for example, I'm saying... Do these jeans make me look fat? Aiden, instead of saying, "No, honey, you look amazing," could say, "I love the color," or something off topic, not exactly about whether I look fat, but something he likes about them. So that's more speaking with intention, speaking his truth. So he's not kind of falling into the trap of, "Do they make me look fat?" but saying something nice.
Another line of speaking your truth, though, is also a lot of us work in offices or with group of people, and gossip is another.
Oh yes, we didn't
talk
touch on that,
thought.
Which is yeah.
And you know, speaking your truth. Do you really want to be gossiping about somebody, or do you want to be in a situation where people are gossiping about other people?
Yeah.
It's just a negative situation that you don't want to find yourself in.
That's a really good point about speaking intentionally. Speaking intentionally is not speaking about others, right? It's speaking, it is not gossiping. Gossip is not intentional speak at all.
It's not.
So we really, you know, try not to engage in gossip. And I know that is something that is kind of pervasive in the U.S. culture, as in we have People Magazine, which is basically all gossip, and you, Us Weekly, and, you know, ET News and all. I feel like a lot of that is gossip. So you choose what you participate in. It's not going to change your karma drastically if you participate in a little bit of it, but you can maybe choose some, I don't know, Us Weekly as opposed to gossiping about your coworker. I think that's a whole, that's a two different levels there.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So, and if you are in a situation where there is gossip or people are speaking non-intentionally, the best thing I have found is to step out. So you can just go somewhere else. Choose not to speak that way, right?
Sounds good.
That's the best thing I found.
So the best advice that we can give you is to choose your words bravely, consciously, and lovingly. Always speak from a place of love for yourself, for your life, and for others. Your words equal your world, so use them wisely.
Thank you for listening. Remember, if you want more, you can always follow us on Instagram at A More Intentional Life, or check out our website, livingamoreintentionallife.com. And we always welcome your suggestions. You can email us at livingamoreintentionallife@gmail.com.